I got you. Well, that was a quick 10 minutes, wasn't it?
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hey, Don. This is Sid. How are you doing?
That was a quick 10 minutes. I'm good.
Oh, you said 2 minutes, I heard. Apologies.
No,
I'll call you back. No problem.
No, no. I'm good. I was loading something, and the guy's just leaving, so we're all right. I did say 10 minutes, but it's all good. If you misunderstood me, we're okay. What you got going on?
No problem. You know, apologies. I thought you said 2 minutes.
I was following up
after your last conversation with my associate, Zach, if you remember.
Oh, I get so many calls. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
About your property on Dickens Road in Richmond.
Yes, and I just got off the phone talking to somebody about it about a half hour ago. It's like, Jesus, they won't leave me alone. Everybody wants that property.
Yeah, but in this case, you know, you left Zach a voicemail asking him to give you a call back.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
On Saturday. Yeah, unfortunately, Zach is out. He hasn't been feeling too well. That's why I was trying to give you a call.
All right. What you got?
Just about the property, 5313 Dickens Road. Are you interested in selling it, I believe, since you called Zach?
I am going to sell it, but I'm not sure what price to put on it yet. I'm not going to be greedy, but I'm not going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to the county, and evidently... Can you hear me all right? I'm moving some stuff around.
Yeah, I can hear you properly.
Evidently, that property has the potential to be on have four lots.
Okay.
That's if you tear the house down. If you don't tear the house down, you can put one a lot on each side of the house, I'm pretty sure. So you have to consider that. You can't go by the assessment. And the fact that it says it's $240,000, because if it's got a lot on each side of the house, and, you know, that makes it hard for you investors because you want to buy it for assessment or less and try to make a couple hundred right quick, and I get it. But if I could sell it for, and I'm not going to be greedy, but I'm not going to give it away, if I could sell it for the value of potential a house and two lots. And I've already been offered over $300 for the property.
Uh-huh.
And they were anxious to buy it. They wanted to sign something. That was right before. I'm out of town right now.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you all right.
I am in Maine. I'm coming back next week. But I was a friend of mine who was a flipper.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to sign a contract bad back in May before I got up here. And I told him I wasn't doing it because I have to move some things out. And I wanted to look into the property some more. But I have had more than one offer. I've had more than one offer for over $300. So, you know, if that's out of your range, then nice talking to you. If it's not, we can continue the conversation.
I like to continue the conversation.
So what do you want to know, and what can I tell you?
You said you already have visited the county and everything.
I have talked to the county. I talked to them a couple times in the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They have told me that if I tore the house down, I could possibly get four lots in there. The lot is 1.88 acres.
Right.
So if you take, you need 18,000 square feet for it to have enough for a buildable lot in that R2 zoning. So he said if you tore the house down, you could probably put four lots, because if you take 1.88 and compute it, and divide it by 18,000, it's 4.5. So he said you've got enough for four lots, most likely, if you tore the house down. If you don't tear the house down, you could get two lots on each side of the house and redo the house. So that makes, you know, that makes that property fairly desirable. Where are you located?
We are located in Ashland.
In where?
In Ashland, Virginia, in Hanover.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember seeing a call from Ashland. I actually own a property up in Elmont.
Uh-huh.
I just bought it. But the reason I say that to you, do you know where that property is? Are you familiar with where that property is?
I haven't driven by it yet, but I believe Zach did. That's why we have that information.
The things about that property that are appealable is there's a big project right on the corner of Bethlehem and Staples Mill.
Mm-hmm.
That's only about a mile from my property. That's it's called Midtown. And it's a big project they've been working on for 10 years, a lot of commercial, a ton of townhomes. You know, it's really helped the neighborhood, that area. Secondly, in between my house and that property is access to 64, Interstate 64. That's a plus. Another thing is it's in Henrico County. The taxes are a lot cheaper than City of Richmond. City of Richmond's right on Broad Street, right where the Krispy Kreme is. So that's, you know, you're real close to the City of Richmond, but you're just over the county line into Henrico, which makes the taxes and all a lot better. So the property has some value. I was just talking to a developer earlier this morning, and he was telling me, oh yeah, you know, it's not a $1 million home area, but Don, that's, you know, real, you know, beneficial property location wise and all. And I already know all that. So it has its benefits. And
right.
I'm not going to try to bleed you guys. I sold two houses back in the spring to you guys that cold call. And I sold them. I was up here last year and I got back 1st of October and I was having conversations through September and October, and I wanted $150 for the house. It was a piece of crap around the corner, and I kept telling everybody it was assessed at $146. I said I'm not taking less than $150. Then I got three $150 offers, and by the time I got back, they pushed it up to $170. And I said to myself, I'm not going to be greedy. $170 is 20 more than I thought or wanted, was willing to take, and I sold it. I thought they were going to push the house down because it was a piece of junk house right on the road that, and I'm almost done boring you, but it was a piece of junk. I mean, I hadn't done any work to it for years, and it was right near the road, and it was on Bethlehem. It was closer to that big development than my house is, the
right.
one 5313. Well, anyway, I thought they were going to tear it down because you had to tear that one down to be able to get two lots. And they said they were going to do that. Well, they didn't do that. I mean, you know, it's their business what they do after we close the deal. But I was hoping they'd tear that piece of junk down and sell it for, you know, two lots or develop, you know, build two new houses and put, you know, sell it like that. But they didn't. They cleaned the house up, tore a bunch of bushes out, did a little cleaning up. They didn't do anything really to the house much, just cleaned it some and sold it for $200 and something.
Right.
Well, oh, well. But it's a piece of junk house. It really is. It's a crappy layout. It's an old tavern style house. It's vinyl sided. It's a piece of shit. And anyway, they bought it. They paid $170 and did some cleanup. Sold it for $205, I think. And that was all. I sold it to them in February. So anyway, what else can I tell you?
Just curious. Why did he decide to sell it? You know, are you trying to move back up to Maine and live there permanently?
No. And you know, you seem like a nice guy. But most of you people that ask me that question, I say, you know, it really doesn't matter why I want to sell the property. It's really, and don't take this wrong, it's really none of your damn business why I want to sell it. If I say I'm going to sell the property, then I'm going to sell the property. If you're interested in it, we can talk business. Why I'm selling it, it doesn't matter to me. And I feel, don't take this personal, but I get a little offended when you people ask that question. It's like, what damn difference does it make? If I tell you I'm going to sell the property and you have interest, then let's talk. But everybody wants to ask me that. And, you know, I've had property for years, and they never bothered me with that question until the last half a year. And I've talked to a few people,
right?
And they sit there, and I say, look, it doesn't matter why I'm selling it. If you want to pursue a conversation and talk numbers, and let's talk. And they go back and ask me the same damn question. And I said, look, I already answered that. I'm not going to deal with that. And I've gotten to the point I've hung up on a few people because they keep asking the same damn question. I'm not going to keep rehashing the same thing. It doesn't matter why I want to sell the property. I don't owe any money on it. Mm-hmm. I don't owe any taxes on it. I don't owe the IRS any money. So, you know, if you want to buy it, I'm done with it. And if you have an interest, we can talk. If you're going to ask me the same question as why I want to sell it, then we're done talking.
Right. Would you like to hear my reason for this?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I was saying that, would you like to hear my reason why I asked you such question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Us personally,
you want to know how motivated I am.
It's not about the motivation, to be honest, Donald. You know,
okay,
personally, we ask, you know, about the property and why you want to sell it. Because usually people are like, just, you know, before this call, I was talking to a guy. They bought the property in March 23, and now they're selling it. So, you know, I was bound to ask. It's a newly renovated property. Everything's fine with it. Why they don't want to sell it? And they said, you know,
right,
we are moving out, and we have a timeline of end of November. So that helps us keep track, because we buy 5 to 6 properties a month.
Right,
and
I got you.
That's our cap. We try to be inside it so that we can, you know, dedicate a few members of the team to every specific property so that, you know, there are no miscommunications, hence no problems, and we can close on time. And
I got you.
That's why I, now that the secret is out, more, you know, a lot of people are saying it. But, yeah, personally, we do it so that we can get an idea of the situation and,
you want to know how motivated somebody is. But, you know, I'm a pretty serious guy. I'm easy to get along with to a degree. If I tell you I'm going to sell it, I'm going to sell it. I've owned it since 1992. I'm tired of dealing with it. I don't need it anymore, and I'm moving on. I'd rather have the money and not have to maintenance the grass and pay the taxes. And I'm probably going to move out of Richmond, but I have multiple properties in Richmond, but I'm going to sell. This was what I want to sell, and I'm going to sell it and move on.
Right. You know, Donald, you sound like somebody we would love to meet. You said you'll come back next week, correct?
Yes, but I'll tell you this. The minute I get back is I'm not going to, you know, I need a few weeks, a week or two after I get back to adjust my, I've been up in the remote woods of Maine since May, the end of May.
Right.
And the minute I get back is, you know, I don't want to have to be committed to stuff. It'll take me a week or so to start doing stuff when I get back. While we were talking, I just had another call, and I know it was a 571 number. It's somebody that's calling about property, and probably that property. But, you know.
Maybe some other property.
Huh?
Maybe some other property.
Well, most of the people that call, I get 4 or 5 calls a day at least, but that property will sell itself. It just, because of the location, the potential for lots, I know it'll sell itself. And real estate's hot right now. You know that. I'm not going to be greedy about it, but I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to get fair, you know, what's reasonable between you people, whoever thinks they can talk the talk and walk the walk. Let's talk business and move on.
We'd love to, you know, do business with you. So how about, you said it would take you a week or so. Could you give me any date where we can come down, meet you at your property, you know, take a look at the house and the lot everything, so that we would like to do that, so we could give you a good number on it.
I got you. Well, the best thing I could tell you is call me toward the end of October, and we can try to set something up at that point. I'm not going to set something up right now because I'm not exactly sure what day I'm coming back, and I'm going to make a few stops on the way in Massachusetts and Maryland and stuff. So, you know, I'm 68 years old. I'm retired. I'm comfortable. I don't like timelines. I understand you guys. You know, you're still young. You're energetic. You're anxious. You want to. We can find out about a deal, buy it, move on, and make it happen. I get it. But I don't want to be pushed like that, and I'm not being rude. I don't need to do that, and I'm not going to be held under those circumstances. I'll be glad to talk to you, but it's going to take me a minute once I get back. Call me toward the end of October.
No problem. I will. Don, definitely give you a call towards the end of October to set something up.
Tell me your name again, please.
Seth Peterson. I can text you my name and email.
Okay, do that for me, and we'll talk in like three, four weeks.
Perfect, no problem. Thank you for
All
your
right,
time.
Buddy. All right, thank you, man. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.